Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is from Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, Saturday morning, February 27th at 10:50, our telephone rang at home. When I answered the phone, it was my sister-in-law, and she immediately said, "Are you watching?" And I immediately said, "Am I watching what?" She said, "Are you watching the tsunami that will hit Hawaii in 10 minutes? I thought she was kidding. She does that a lot. So I tossed the phone to my wife, and I went to the family room, and I turned on the television, and she wasn't kidding. I watched with the rest of America, CNN and Fox News, for 2 hours. And I saw that Hawaii did not get wiped out by a tsunami. As I watched, though, during those 2 hours, I learned a lot of things about Hawaii's tsunami warning system. And it was interesting because the news reporters wanted something sensational. They wanted 20-foot waves to wipe out Hawaii, and it didn't happen. And so they kept asking people that they would find and meet, "Aren't you upset that you were evacuated from your home for nothing?" And to my great joy, the people said no. They said, "We are glad. We are excited that our warning system works." They were glad that the warning system works. This morning in our text, God tells Ezekiel about God's warning system. He tells Ezekiel that Ezekiel will be a watchman to the house of Israel. Now, Ezekiel would be familiar with this phrase, watchman. A watchman was someone who stood on the walls of the city and kept watch for danger. It was the watchman's job to warn the people. They would stand high on the wall, look out, and when they saw danger coming, they needed to do something about it, warn the people so they could take action. In our text, God tells Ezekiel that he would be God's spiritual watchman. He would stand high. He would proclaim imminent danger. When God warned Israel of a specific sin or a wayward lifestyle, Ezekiel was to translate that message to the people. He was to proclaim it loudly and clearly so that they could protect themselves, so they could make changes to their lives, so they could avoid destruction. To be a watchman, to be a good watchman, you needed 3 things. The first thing you needed to be a watchman was discernment. You needed to recognize when things would threaten the life of the city. You needed to recognize when things would threaten the safety of the people. You had to see the threat and decide to warn the people about it. You needed discernment. Second, a watchman needed courage. It was not easy to tell people they were in danger. It wasn't easy to tell them that they needed to make a change, that they needed to be active, that they needed to do something. Many people would ignore the watchman, or if they didn't like what the watchman said, they would try to get rid of the watchman. It took courage to be the watchman. And third, the watchman needed credibility. He needed a good track record of properly seeing and warning the people of danger. If he cried wolf too often, they would get rid of him. If people were hurt because he didn't warn them, he was gone. Back in February, when everyone was still talking about earthquakes and tsunamis, Shepard Smith said, "This planet is going rogue." And he commented on how in important and necessary tsunami warning systems would be now and in the future. As God's people, we know that human beings went rogue long before this planet did. We went rogue back in the garden, and we've been working on it ever since. Sin has swept our world like a giant tsunami, and it continues to threaten our existence. The good news is, we have safety. We have a solution. We have life. We have the Savior. And yet, many people don't know that. Many people are still in danger. And so God has established his warning system. He tells his people, he tells his church to be his warning system, to tell people that they are in danger, to warn them of the threat to life, eternal life. Graduates, you are our newest watchmen and watchwomen. To be a good watchman today, you still need discernment, and you still need courage, and you still need credibility. As seminary graduates, you have all three of those things. As seminary graduates, you have true discernment. You have been taught the Word of God, and you have been taught the law and gospel of that Word, and you have been taught how to apply it, when people need it, and how. You have been made aware of the tsunami of sin that we face in our world. And God will give you the wisdom as you go out and share his truth with a world so in need of answers. And you have those answers to give them. The repenting and living in relationship with God through the power of his Holy Spirit. You have discernment. As seminary graduates, you're courageous. 3 years you face these professors over and over again. That takes courage. Many of you, for 2 or 3 years, have continued to eat cafeteria food, even after going to college for 4. That takes courage. And God has given you his Holy Spirit, and he has promised that that Spirit is a spirit of courage, not of timidity, not of weakness. It is a spirit of power. God has given you the courage to now take what you've learned and go out into our world and share it and use it. You have courage. And as seminary graduates, you have credibility. You have some of the best credibility you could ever have. You are graduates of a Missouri Synod Lutheran Seminary where you have been taught the Word of God in its truth and its purity. We do not waver on that, ever. You are graduates of a Lutheran seminary. And you have been prepared not only to preach and teach the Word of God, but to be in that Word every day and to live that Word with your entire lives. You have what it takes to be God's watchmen and watchwomen. On February 27th, I was overjoyed that the people of Hawaii were so pleased with their warning system that it worked. Today, I am pleased to tell you that God's warning system is working too. As one of his watchmen, I can assure you that though this is a big job, there is no greater joy in this entire world than leading people to safety. There is no bigger thrill than helping people move out of harm's way into a relationship with their loving Heavenly Father. And there is nothing that will ever compare to holding hands with someone as they are welcomed into the eternal presence of their Creator and Redeemer. God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. It is my pleasure and my honor to say to you graduates this morning, welcome, watchmen. May God bless your ministry. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen.